Today we hear a story from the book of Genesis, when God calls Abram to take a leap of faith and travel to a new land. Let us open our hearts and minds across time and space to pay attention to how Abram invites God to stay close. And the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your parents' household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife, Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land, as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there, he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There, he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. The wisdom of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So this summer, we have been hearing from our guest speakers from amongst the congregation about sacred places and sacred moments, times or locations, or situations when they have felt particularly connected to the divine. And a little earlier this summer, we heard from Stella about an experience of viewing the aurora and finding peace amidst uncertainty. We heard from Deb talking about experiences on the farms and community and regrowth. And then we heard from me about walking my pet Leviathan and finding ways to follow God's call to love one another and ourselves just as we were made. And this week we get to hear from Justin Eyre, who is going to be sharing with us about his experience with that weekly habit of worship that we have all engaged in today. So I'd like to invite a warm welcome to Justin, who is our guest speaker today.
Hi, good morning. My name is Justin Eyre, and I've been attending United Parish for 5.5 years now. I live in Alston, a quick 20-minute walk from here, and I work in graduate admissions at the business school in Boston College. I've lived in Boston for 12 years now, and before that I was in the Midwest where I attended college and I worked for a few years. I am originally from Nagaland, which is a small state in India's northeastern region. The region is basically wedged between the Himalayas and China in the north and the country of Myanmar in the east. I'm sharing about my background today, well, as a way to introduce myself to all of you this morning. And I'm also sharing this because where I'm from is critical to my own faith journey. Throughout my life, I've been surrounded by the vocabulary of Christianity. To give you a little brief history lesson, the state of Nagaland, the state where I'm from, is a majority Christian state, which is a result of American Baptist missionaries that arrived in the region in the 1800s. So now, at least in Nagaland, to be Christian is synonymous with being American Baptist. Naturally, I was brought up in a Christian household and attended church as far back as I can remember. Growing up, I heard stories of people's conversions experiences, of individuals giving up their lives to serve Christ, and of hearing phrases like, God will provide. To be honest, these words somehow felt abstract and out of reach, and did not necessarily have real meaning in my daily life. It was really only after I moved to Boston and really started attending church regularly that I began to even think about these things. My faith journey since then has been one of discovering what it means to be spiritually attuned. It has been a journey of discovering the tangibles inherent within the vocabulary of Christianity. Maybe it was because for the first time in my life, I started attending church out of my own choice and not out of a sense of obligation. Or maybe it was a growing longing to be connected with something beyond myself. But I increasingly found that attending church and being present in the building itself had become a necessary part of my week. A quiet time on Sundays where I could leave my troubles, emotions, and busyness behind. My sacred space, accordingly, is an obvious one. It's church. The sacredness of this space has been revealed to me in subtle ways and often in brief but heartfelt moments. Sacredness has been revealed to me in the quiet glow of the lights that fall in the pews during wintertime services. It has been revealed to me in the triumphant songs of the choir and brass ensemble during Easter services, or in listening to the prayers of the people with the fans humming in the background during our summer services here in Willett Hall. In church, the noise of everyday life quiets down, and the various ruminations and worries about my work, relationships, expectations, and circumstances give way to a sense of peace. In church, I sense the fulfillment of the gospel promise that Christ takes our weariness and burdens and gives us rest. Contrary to the rush of life, these experiences have never been revealed to me in a hurry. Rather, through the act of attending church week after week and season after season in unity with our church community, experiencing the sacred has been steady and continuous. My experience is that attending church has given me an awareness of the proximity of God, which is to say, Christ can be found out of necessity and is always welcoming and accessible, especially when I consciously make the choice to show up. This has underscored the necessity of preparation, because to be in church is an invitation to step into the sacred. I have increasingly found the need to prepare myself to attend church, just as I would before attending an important meeting or taking a long flight. I find myself looking forward to my short walk to church, a time where I could take in fresh air and enjoy the stillness of the streets on Sunday and ready myself for worship. Many times, as I have taken my seat in the pews, I feel a small and hopeful sense that I am where I'm supposed to be. Taken together, my experiences of these spaces and moments can be summed up in the term joyful reverence. If I arrive willingly with my ears and heart open to God, there is a real possibility that God will lead me to a genuine connection to a part of myself that is consistent with what I have always known is my best self. This, I believe, is what allows me to form genuine, God-driven connections to the people and the world around me. And I think, to me, this is what sacredness means. It's not a concept, but a heartfelt, palpable experience. Sacredness is to feel deep joy in the present moment, in a place and space where I know we all belong. Sacredness is the revelation that no matter our missteps, failures, or inadequacies, God deeply and profoundly loves us and restores us. And for this I say, thanks be to God.